This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's Caroline and Lynn with you here on the evening edition. Time to talk about a hydroelectric dam that's damming an ape. Well, some apes.
Damming a species of apes specifically. Yes. So we're talking about a $1.6 billion hydroelectric power plant. Went all American there. Power plant project. It's a power plant and dam that is right in the middle of the remaining habitat of the Tapanuli orangutans in Sumatra, Indonesia. And this is the world's rarest great ape. There are only 800 of them. They were discovered only in 2017. And it's basically going to be taking place in the Batang Toru forest in Sumatra, which is one of the most biodiverse spots in Indonesia. So basically, it's been a cause of concern for many, many ecologists.
So there is apparently a significant difference between the Tapanuli and the other two species, such as a smaller skull. The estimated 800 are apparently already split into three populations. Only one of these, with 500 individuals, is considered large enough to actually remain viable.
It's incredibly sad, right, to think that it took all this work to finally identify
something that's going extinct.
Pretty much, yes, and going extinct due to human intervention. Yeah. So about 3 weeks ago, BFM spoke with Professor Bill Lawrence, who is the director of the Center for Tropical Environment and Sustainability Science, and he's one of the leading scientists who is strongly opposed to the development of the project, and he co-authored a study that highlighted all the possible threats.
Well, we see a lot of red flags in current development schemes in terms of what's happening in northern Sumatra, Indonesia, which is where this looser ecosystem occurs that we focused on. One of the things that's critical to emphasize is that this is arguably the most important or among the most biologically and environmentally important areas in all of the Asia-Pacific region. It's actually the last place on Earth where orangutans, tigers, rhinoceros, and elephants still actually live together. So it's an extremely rare and unusual ecosystem. We found a whole set of worrying things, but essentially, these boil down to government schemes for major new road projects and other kinds of developments, such as hydroelectric dams and geothermal projects and other kinds of developments that would chop this really critical World Heritage ecosystem up into pieces. Mm-hmm. And what we're already seeing happening in a great deal in that whole area is a lot of illegal deforestation and illegal logging and poaching of wildlife and illegal mining. Mm-hmm. And these projects very clearly, if they were to go ahead, would open up this ecosystem like a flayed fish. And it would be in many ways fatal for much of the environmental values and much of the biological diversity of this area.
So the implication of China's hydropower and dam project goes way beyond just Tapanuli and its habitat in Sumatra. Now, Professor Lawrence explained the global impact that the Chinese government's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative will have.
This includes the Bank of China, which comes directly under President Xi Jinping's cabinet, and it includes Sinohydro, which is China's national hydro development authority, and other Chinese financiers. So this has China's fingerprints and handprints and footprints all over it. And what we're trying to say now, they haven't started the dam yet, but they've just started to do some initial forest clearing. We're saying it makes no sense at all. It's sort of an environmental Armageddon to be putting a project like that in that place. But what's happening is that the Chinese company and their Indonesian partners are fighting tooth and nail to continue this project. And really our view is this: if this is emblematic of what the BRI, what the Belt and Road Initiative, is going to stand for, the 7,000 projects, and we hear President Xi Jinping saying, oh, it's going to be green and it's going to be circular and it's going to be sustainable. If what's happening with this Tapanuli orangutan, only the seventh species of great ape even known on the whole planet Earth, mm-hmm. one of our closest relatives, if they're willing to sacrifice that for really quite a modest economic benefit and for a modest amount of power generation, then what else could you say about any of the 7,000 other Belt and Road projects? And how are we to believe anything that we're hearing coming out, quite frankly, out of the Chinese government about the Belt and Road Initiative? And I think that that's what makes that particular story so much more significant. Yes, it's one of our closest relatives. Yes, there's only 800 individuals left alive. It's right on the edge of extinction. And yes, there's a Chinese project that's going to go in and really could be a dagger in the heart of this species. But the bigger thing is that it is part of the Belt and Road, which China is pushing, which will affect 70 different nations across the world and $8 trillion of funding if it happens the way it's currently planned. No one will be unaffected by that. And if China will not back off from that project, then one has difficulty imagining any project that they would move away from because of environmental or indeed possibly social concerns about the project.
Now, the developers involved have supported their case with environmental and social impact assessments, but they've been dismissed as bogus. Professor Lawrence says that this phenomenon is an all too common occurrence.
If you look at a lot of environmental impact assessments, which we have, mm-hmm. what you see is that in many cases they're extremely superficial mm-hmm. and short-term and very, very weak. But what's happening to make this worse is the fact that they are trying to say, oh, well, you know, we can put in these roads and power lines and giant pipelines, and we can chop the apes' habitat in half, and it'll all be fine. Don't you worry. And we'll put in a little corridor, and we'll do a little, you know, a little bit of this, and we'll plant a few trees, and it'll all be fine. And we've been around. I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and I'm telling you, we've seen this happen again and again. And what we know happens in these areas, again, is this. You put in the roads, and what you see is a Pandora's box of other impacts: poaching, deforestation, illegal logging, fires, haze. It just happens again and again. And I think it says quite possibly that they simply just don't understand the magnitude of the problem, and they don't understand what they're doing and saying. It's easy to say green, and it's easy to say it's going to be sustainable and circular. But in reality, those words are just greenwashing. They're meaningless if they're not really also associated with the critical actions.
So Professor Lawrence, along with a group of other scientists, have hand-delivered a letter to the president of Indonesia, but the fate of the Tapanuli apes ultimately lies in the hands of the Indonesian people.
Right now, ultimately, it's in the hands of the Indonesian people and in the people in the provinces of North Sumatra and in Aceh, in Indonesia, and in the government of Indonesia's hands. I mean, that's a sovereign nation. It has to make its own decisions. But of course, we have many Indonesians, key Indonesian scientists that signed that scientist letter to President Jokowi. We have many people we know across Indonesia that are very worried about this issue and about the broader trends of exploitative and predatory development that they are concerned about. But all we can really do right now is talk about it mm-hmm. and then hope that the government of Indonesia, you know, has the wisdom and the long-sighted attitude to hopefully try to stop this. And in particular, stopping the project with the Tapanuli ape, I think that would be a dagger in the heart of that species. And there's just no way to get around that. Again, I think if that proceeds, that will tell us an awful lot about China and its actions and intentions, and unfortunately about Indonesia's capacity to sustain and manage really the last remnants of its absolutely critical ecosystems. Then this is just about the brightest glowing part of Indonesia in terms of being really environmentally critical.
That was Professor Bill Lawrence from the Center for Tropical, Environmental and Sustainability Science in a conversation with The Bigger Picture. For the full interview, look up the very evocatively titled podcast, Damning the Tapanuli Apes to Death.
The best title ever.
It is. Damning here being without the end. So it's D-A-M-M-I-N-G, like the Dam Project.
Yep, that's right. I've got more music coming your way. And then after the news is the very first episode of Off the Ball with none other than Ross Yusuf. So stay tuned. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.